Henda, you are now entering a space for Black history. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Okay, welcome to episode of this podcast and chill.
We are back.
Is it like a standard for you to create it?
We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penuka. So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this? We're trying to fill up SunBet Arena in Pretoria for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Saul.
I gotta go to open mic, man, so I can hook you guys up with that automatic renewal
coming
up. Gena Noah. Gena Noah.
Yes, it's a gospel song. Hey, Mara, it sounds very ancient.
What a poison. Basingens are so sick, so up. So I'm not a poison.
Then so.
When we're drinking libations, you pour water on the ground, you drink some.
Oh, castle get, mixed up.
Getting married, though. You could not miss that part, would you?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
Yeah.
Saul Penuka is here. Ghost Lady is here. Black Studio is here. Fat Checker is here. And last but not least, Simpy is
back.
How you feeling, my dog? Eh? It's good to have you back, dog. Hey, give him a mic there. Eh?
Shame, man.
Hey, man.
I'm nice.
Do you remember what happened? Because when I spoke to you at the hospital, you said you didn't...
Nah, bro.
You still don't remember?
I don't remember shit. I don't even remember leaving my place. Because I was talking to the security guard last night. But yeah, Shoguchi, we spent like 30 minutes to an hour speaking about me leaving or not. And then I decided not to. Then all of a sudden, I left.
And at the hospital, what are they saying? Because you in ICU for how long?
4 days.
4 days, eh?
Yeah.
That's long.
Yeah.
I was getting worried, man, because that's a long time. But...
Yeah,
bro.
Yo.
What are they saying?
I fractured my ribs, but those... I fractured my spine.
Jeez, bro.
And then I broke my jaw.
Yo.
And then I have a soft tissues. Soft organs.
Jeez.
My liver, my pancreas, and I don't know what else. Tore. So they said those are going to heal as time goes. Wow.
So you can't drink at the moment?
Definitely.
Nah.
That's the shit.
Yeah.
What a station.
I'm taking a bit.
You're traumatizing him. But keep it. Boy, I'm keeping part of the dashboard.
And the car's bad, dog. Like inside. But inside, like everything is broken inside. Like I've got a subwoofer in the back seat. The subwoofer box broke.
Yes.
So I don't know how I'm still alive.
Hey, man. It's God,
oh,
man.
God,
man.
Bro.
God is
God,
great,
bro.
Man. Yeah. We still needed you to shoot this episode. I mean,
you know?
So, manje, imali ref, sitolanin.
Hey. I know. Sub-meter fast. Anyone who's willing to help, comment in the section below.
Wait, so the ambulance chasers didn't come. Those lawyers, because you know the people in the hospital work with these guys, ambulance chasers. So when there's someone car accident, they're like, "Yo, no moon to eat." When you wake up, normally it's like the first people who are there, and they make you sign stuff like that and all. But I mean, you went to a good hospital, so I think you didn't experience that.
Nah. I don't know. I don't know if my brother did or my mom did, but...
No, oh, I met his mom. I took a picture with her.
Dope, man. How was the mom? Because she was the first person who got alerted.
Yeah.
When he says... The tracker guys realized there was impact and called the mom. Imagine getting
that
call. Of course,
yeah,
bro. Yes, yes.
Yeah, blind. Like you see those few days from my mom. It was hectic, yo.
Bro.
She was online talking to me like every single hour. You know?
Hey man, we're just glad to have you back.
Yeah,
we
man.
We need it.
And I'm glad he doesn't remember it. You can imagine the trauma, man. You know, the sound of NCMB, Mondo. I'm glad you don't remember it because it's just, bro. It's traumatic, man.
Before we start the show, man, don't you hate it when the WhatsApp won't send, when the Insta won't post, when the best part of the movie is hit by the most hateful of notifications, buffering? Don't be a hater. Rather connect with Access and say ATA, see you later, to the limitations on your data. Go to access.co.za and select Telkom Uncapped LTE to get simple and easy LTE connectivity that's affordable without any fixed line installation needed. Just pop in the SIM in your current LTE router to get uncapped LTE at just 299 rands, Penduka, for the first 2 months. Access your uncapped internet connection today and make sure you subscribe to Podcast and Chill. Zero buffering, fun for you. Access internet your way. And thanks to Access, our friends out there, we're going to give 5 double tickets to 10 lucky chillers for the Road to 1 Million event happening at SunBet Arena 30th July.
So 5 double tickets.
Oh, no, that doesn't make sense.
To 10. Hey.
We're giving 10 people. No, it's 5 doubles because 10 people.
No, so we're giving away. Hey?
No, 5 doubles is 10 people. I'm confused, obviously.
Yeah, it's 5 double tickets.
To 10 people.
No, it's 5
people.
5 people are getting 2 double tickets.
No, it's a double ticket.
2 double tickets is 4 tickets now. No, you had it. We're giving away 5 doubles and 10 lucky people will get access to the event.
Okay.
Access, I like what you did there.
You see what I did there? Oh, Access! I'm on my A game. No, he's right.
Yeah.
It's confusing. I got it.
Yeah.
You get
make
it?
Sure.
Yeah, 5
doubles. I-10.
I-10.
It's 5 doubles.
Yeah, for 5 chillers.
Yes.
So, so make sure you click on the link.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome, man. We've got Celeste Ntuli, Eugene Khoza, Kabza the Small. Who else is there? Musa Keys. Yes. Who am I forgetting? Robert Boy. Mpo Pops. We're going to be there. Makazi. Yep.
Makazi's going to be there. Shout out.
Bro, see what's happening with
her? They did her dirty. Don't you have a number of got from open mic, because we once called people from open mic.
Yes, we spoke about this like long ago.
Yeah.
Lendoka Makadzi.
Yeah.
It's not about Makadzi, man.
No, it's just about artists at open mic in general, like shit deals.
But you don't even get a copy of your contract. Imagine. And then about the contract, there's renewal.
Automatically.
Oh, I buffet you too. Let's call, is that even legal? Let's call our lawyer.
So
I'm in a calling mood.
Because now she's not going to be coming to gigs that were booked by open mic also. Yeah, so that's...
But she's coming to our gig, right?
Yeah, so it wasn't...
No,
move your mic close like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying?
No, I'm saying we didn't book through open mic because she's not attending those ones now. She said, I will not... Any booking done via open mic, I'm not going to go to it. People... Because she gave a new email address that people must use to book her.
What kind of contract is that?
Yeah.
Please connect my phone to the Bluetooth. Let's call Tanya.
She sold so many copies.
Fed up. Yeah.
And... isn't getting money from the sales. And I think a lot of a market still buys, you know?
I gotta
go. Because I know it's streaming, but still, even streams. She's got a ton of streams.
Yeah.
I gotta go to open mic, man, so I can hook you guys up with that automatic renewal contract.
Imagine. Hey,
imagine.
Bro, how does that even work, bro? That's like impossible. How does that work? An automatic renewal.
Come on, you have to sign.
You have to
number
sign
one.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yes, like, come on. Because automatic renewal.
Because I got it here, let me read it out.
Then it might as well be
that's a
contract
slave
of a lifetime. Mm. It might as well be a contract of a lifetime to say for life.
So this is what it says. This is on the 27th of Feb. They sent this to Makadzi. This is Open Mic, right? Renewal of management agreement. Mm. It says, we as Open Mic Productions, the management, are pleased to inform you that we are hereby renewing or extending the contract period for an additional period of 3 years with immediate effect from the 9th of March, 2023, in terms of clause 6.3 of the management agreement entered into between yourself and Open Mic Productions on the 10th of March, 2020. We would like to take this moment and thank you for all the great milestones achieved in the initial period of the management agreement, and we look forward to many more achievements during the renewal period. For any further information, please don't hesitate to contact us. Best wishes.
Man, it's so sad, bro, when black companies enslave black people when we should be building together. I mean, how much greed can that be? Mm. I mean, Makadzi is a gold mine, and now you want to keep everything. I mean, you can clearly still eat and still let it eat.
But clearly she's the cash cow.
She is. And now you've fucked up that thing. Mm. Now who's going to be the cash cow? It's greed, bro.
So we're calling Tanya, ne?
It's greed, man.
Let's call Tanya.
Congratulations to her. She got a metro.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yes, yeah. For best female artist.
Oh. Who else wanted the metros? I didn't check them out, eh?
Hey.
I didn't check them out as well.
AKA?
They had to give him something.
There. Yeah. He scooped you there.
Oh, they had to, man. If they didn't, it's okay.
Did you hear about the song of the year?
What's the song of the year?
Hey, it's a song we all don't know.
It's another DJ Klo.
It's a
situation.
Yeah. Ngena Noah song.
Please check first for
by Metusile Ingo. Omtinga. Like we don't.
It's the song I know my corner.
Yeah, Ngena Noah.
Ngena Noah. Ngena Noah.
Yes, it's a gospel song. Hey, Mara, it sounds very ancient. I had to check it out. Like,
oh, shit, yeah. Fetch, please tell us that.
Yes, it is a song called Ngena Noah by Buti
Betusile.
Yeah, Betusile.
Yeah. But maybe it's big in KZN, guys. You know, like...
it's a gospel song.
It's a gospel song. Oh, it's not Bakanga or something, eh?
It's a gospel song.
No, it's Bible. It's reference to not from the Bible.
And everywhere. I mean,
the guy who built an ark.
You know that one, bro?
Animals came in 2x2.
Yeah. Did you check? You know, I'm following this AI thing. You know, I love this.
Yeah.
So apparently now, with AI, you can be able to speak to your loved ones that have passed on.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So before the end of the year, they're going to do this thing where, like, you can put, like, I don't know what it is, into, like, a teddy bear. And then you can, like, talk to your mom or dad who's passed away. Like, they'll grab all the information that they have from the internet. And, like, you can talk to them. Like, if you're going to ask them something, they'll respond how your mom or dad would have responded.
Don't they need to be famous for them to grab something?
To get the data of her personality.
Yeah. No, you can just upload like all the
videos of her, random videos of her speaking.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think I want to do it. That's spooky, man.
Nah.
Why would you lie? Next thing people will be doing podcasts with their, you know, passed away loved ones and stuff. Nah, man. It's spooky. No.
But don't you think...
I don't want to hear my mom's voice unless I'm watching a video of her speaking. But to speak with her and then, no, man.
But a lot of people fall into depression and then all that stuff, like with when loved ones passed away. Don't you think that will help with this?
I think it'll make you fall into deeper depression and also give you the idea that this person is still alive. What if you get obsessed to this thing? What if now you speak every day to your dead mom over an AI? It's not healthy, man. It doesn't sound healthy. Mm. I know it's painful to lose a loved one and you always want to, you know, things to remind them of. Mm. I remember, like, for a good year, I would, you know, smell her scent, her perfume. What was it? Something, white diamonds or something like that. Mm. You know, but to speak to her now, come on.
Mm.
I could write, boy.
Yeah, and another thing that they're doing with AI is crazy. So this is the biggest scam right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like it can record famous people's voices and you can say whatever you want to say. So now they have ads running. These brands are using fake AI for advertising.
Oh.
So you can get Joe Rogan to say like, "Hi, I'm Joe Rogan. Make sure you get Grandeur at every macro nationwide." Oh. I love it.
It's fucked up, bro.
No.
Imagine. And then what? Legally, what's your recourse? Because now, you can't. There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do.
Because there's someone else out there who's got your voice, who sounds maybe as close as possible to you, and you can't sue them if they go out there recording things.
Yeah.
So we don't own our voice.
No. Not on AI, bro.
No way.
Mm-mm. Not on AI.
Because there was a song also trending, Drake and...
The Weeknd.
Mm,
mm.
And they can't do shit.
No. The label tried to take it down. They couldn't because it went viral.
Mm.
And who do you sue?
I saw an article recently. Damn. Well, the person who's just, I don't know the name.
That is
messed up. Who is called the I think the grandfather or the godfather of AI technology. Because this guy was the founding, you know, a person who I think works for Google. And they said they were actually now retracting their positive and pro AI. It's like, yo, this thing is just dangerous. And I'm so concerned on where it's going. And therefore, I no longer subscribe to it.
Mm.
You know? So exactly. Like, this is some, these are people who pioneered this technology years back, you know? And now they are going, hey, you know what? I'm not for this thing.
You come home one day, I'm a soft, if any child, whatnot, because your woman heard you smash someone with AI, right? A voice note of you talking to someone, declaring your love.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. You know what I mean? And it's all AI. Yeah. Still going to get fucking
tricky.
I think
I was seeing somewhere where someone was like, how worse if someone is able to take your voice and they are able to speak to your kids and give your child instructions.
No, man.
I think I don't know who I was talking to and talk. Imagine, guys. So AI, this AI thing is just
the future. Scary, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
They imagine they use your voice and give an instruction to your child. Okay, no, hello, you know, this is daddy or this is mommy. Do this and do that. Or come, I'm coming to pick you up. Or Uncle So-so is going to pick you up. And you're thinking, oh, okay, all right. Jiggy. That's scary.
Because, I mean, there's so many great things that AI can do, but, yeah, but those, the dark side of it is just scary. Imagine, Joel.
Imagine.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what you got for us, huh?
Hey, guys, a number of guys have been cheating scandals going on in the country.
Mm.
So there was Tira's wife, Ukukukati, and there was a whole, like, just on the gossips out there that she was cheating with remember the guy from Ikwela Tebsa?
Yes.
The ex-Ya Kanyimbao.
Mm, mm.
But okay, well, she has obviously said no, this is not her. They're just good friends. Also, another one was Mini Dlamini and Yanga Chief. There's speculations just going on.
Yanga.
But again, she also kind of like said no. I think she's linked with a friend or someone close to her. So, you know, there's just...
Is that why Tira was passed out like that a few weeks back?
Aye, guys.
Look what they were killing him out.
Fun.
Because the wife, Ukuk, I think they were at Eastern Cape with Libona, the guys. Kwela Tebsa guys, you know. So, yeah. That's how this whole thing came out, that, no, they were actually together. Kanti. No.
Is it still a thing, like, when people cheat? Like, I think...
Yeah, that's why I'm like, hey, man. It could also be fake. That's the thing. It could also be fake.
Yeah.
But if it's true, it's like, hey.
No, because people were talking about it. And I was happy that, okay, then there was later kind of addressed it. So it's like, okay, guys, these people have spoken about it and said they've denied it. And I always say, if someone denies it, okay, sharp.
Exactly.
And other than something that is still, you know, it's like the Mini Dlamini and Yanga Chief, you know. Well, on her side, it was like, no, they are just good friends, or he's actually with a friend of hers, you know. So so that's the, you know.
If there's one person or one celeb in this country that needs a new PR team, it's gotta be Sims Game, my dog. What was she doing?
Everyone, Sims, Jesus Christ, what is that own call of the year? It's like, what kind of own call is that, man? Sims Game.
And we've had, you know, all these people that are shady, we've had them on the show,
bro. And you think, hey, not all of that is Sims, bro, when you see these people and they Auntie, he's visiting. How can you confess?
How can you confess?
Let me read and the story for say, those who don't know.
There's other people. Let's just say there's other celebrities. The names are going to come out. Read it. Read that thing.
Simpson Gamer put up a press release revealing that she had business ties with TK Motsepe and visited him on numerous occasions, which is Thabo Bester, right? In prison to inquire about money that was owed to her. The funny thing, according to reports, is that there was no TK Motsepe in the prison.
Of course.
And the register there had Thabo Bester.
Hey.
It looks like the visitors list log at the prison where Thabo Bester was jailed before his escape is going to be a problem for a lot of celebrities. Yeah.
So firstly, you're a celebrity. You're dealing with this guy who had this launch. You're probably there. Big names are involved. Big budget is involved, right? And then she had to have found out that his real name is not TK Motsepe. It's actually Thabo Bester. Mm. Then you had to go to prison to say, I'm looking for Thabo Bester. But let's be honest. What are the chances she didn't Google this guy? Because, look, man, if I'm owed lots of money by a big reputable company
exactly.
and I find that the CEO is in prison under a different name, I'm going to Google that shit,
mm.
right? And then you'll find out that this guy is actually in prison because the articles are still there.
Yeah.
You know, because his trial was not in public like a Senzo Mayua trial,
yeah.
but there were articles. You remember exactly. the Facebook rapist. We all remember that period
yeah.
in 2012. So she was withholding this information when she knew that this guy, look, her being duped and scammed, sharp, it can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
And not all of us remember this guy off memory, the Thabo Bester guy. That's fine. But then there was clearly a point when you were enlightened with the truth.
Mm.
Then Wathula.
Wathula.
Mm.
Wathula.
And Oyomvakashela. With what hope? Who, like, now we actually want to know, understand this conversation. How did that happen?
And then Yomvakashela. Already you found out that this guy is this guy. Then, you know, there's some days you write off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because me, if I found out, because Nakona, maybe I'll find out my hero is staring. And she only right to do that,
yeah.
right? Of course, morally, you know, you are compelled to do the right thing, but you don't need to. Just a tool, like, hey, Pumengu, are you still going to chase after the Facebook rapist for your money? Like,
and then why did she release a statement? It's like she woke up that morning and be like...
Because it was revealed that she visited him and another guy called Thomas Kumete, but not the celebrity,
yeah,
apparently.
Not the one, yeah.
So it was revealed that she didn't just wake up and say, I'm snitching on myself.
No, it was revealed.
So that's what she was saying, that we are victims. Why are you vilifying us? But you were a victim. We get it. To a certain point, though.
Mm.
To a certain line, and then you cross that line when you realize this guy is a Facebook rapist and you still want to engage with him.
Either
you keep quiet or go to the cops and be like, yo.
Do you believe that story though, or do you think you were snacking?
Oh no, bro. You reckon? I'm asking. This was a year after her husband had passed on. Look, I'm not saying people must mourn, you know, people mourn in different ways and stuff, but do you really think... Those were, what do they call them? Conjugal visits.
Yes.
Why is she doing that?
I don't know, though. But
when's that?
Hey, boy.
No, just for me. The
yo.
To be that brave, you're going to prison to go look for your money. Hey. The girl is brave. I don't know what. It's almost like there's something
true,
deeper.
Though.
That's why I'm like, there must be something deeper.
Because I think, look, I still don't know, but you just write it off and keep quiet. You just write it off. Yeah, and I'm going to find money.
Yeah. Like, is he working in prison?
Speaking of Thabo Bester, when we're interviewing Skim GP, the whole time I'm like, this is Thabo Bester light, my man. Hey, that guy. Bro, you ask him, so what did you have for breakfast? I mean, I pray before I eat. I'm a child of God.
I skipped GP though. And he's prepared. He knows the stuff because I was watching the other interview with Israel.
Yeah.
And that thing, I fell on my knees and heard a voice saying, and what time?
And
it's like a whole thing.
It's
that
all prepared, yeah.
It's prepared and he just finds a way to slot it in. You know, like, hey, bro, how's the weather looking there? The weather. I asked, how's the weather? What time is it? Whatever. You'll find a way of connecting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's smooth, though. But it makes sense, though. You
but
know?
Most Kasi guys are like that, bro. Kasi guys know how to shy a poison.
But everyone, like, I think it's something you're born with or something. Even guys from the hood, from the suburbs know how to shy shy. There's con men from the suburbs, smooth talkers with silver tongues.
Hey.
Yeah, it's not a gassy.
Ah, it's a gassy thing. What do you think? It's a gassy thing.
Out of flag, gassy. Like, it's not a gassy thing. You find them on my shy. I went to Hyde Park High or whatever. You find them.
Yeah.
What do you mean,
it
bro?
It depends. If you're, it's almost like a gift. You know, if you've got a gift, talk shy, shy. You know, it's almost like a talent.
That's so many things.
What a poison. In the burbs. What a poison. Mas ngenza so up. So I'm not the poison.
Then the song is all pop.
I'm a shy boy. Come on, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yo, but it's wild, man. This Tabo Pesta thing, it's like a fucking... It's a movie, man.
Yeah, what's the latest? I haven't been catching up. Like, I'm over it now, man.
What is the latest?
Well,
Dr. Nandi... Hey! I think it worked.
Right.
The tell doctor that if you were... forced to wear a mask because she didn't wear a mask, Dr. Nandi. But she was like, fuck this nigga, I'm not gonna fall for that. I'm not wearing this mask, so it worked. She didn't wear a mask. The latest is, I think, it's a bail trial now, but it keeps getting postponed, obviously. But there's no hope in hell she's gonna get bail, man. There's no hope in hell. When I'm a passport, I'm a name, if I'm to Tanzania, there's no hope in hell. And then there's other accused now. The lady was who erased the CCTV footage, or you made sure CCTV is not working, and another guy at the prison. But it's all the small guys, you know.
And I heard Nike sold out the thing that she wears. Sold
Nike
out. Yeah,
I've got a clip, video clip actually. I'm like, you guys, they keep stocking it up.
Yeah,
and now the actual one she wore is out of stock.
It's sold out,
and they have a similar one.
Mm.
Like they're cashing in on that, which I think is. It's foul, man. But it's
people are buying it to do TikTok.
Yeah, that's what they do. Imagine for TikTok, you buy a whole thing for a TikTok. Does it cost like a grand?
I mean, I've got the same top he wore in court, but I bought it before, you know. But I did make fun of it, and people want to do that, so they're going out and buying these things, and they continue. Well, she's continuing wearing Nike. You saw. It's like
she's on brand now. Like I don't know what.
Right.
Hi guys, you know.
Hey, anyway, Ghost Lady, what else you got for us?
So I was particularly interested in this other story about Black Diamond, okay? Ooh. So it seems like they have an artist and who put out a statement, and that artist's name is Smashley. So she says Black Diamond took her to another province, promising to take care of her, only to dump her.
What does she mean, take care of her?
It's very blur, you know? Mm. So it has been reported that she was signed by Black Diamond's label called Umuthi Records, right?
Mm.
So, and now apparently she's being blocked by the label and even just from even releasing music.
Mm.
So it's a very weird tale of...
That's like, what I mean. If I'm an artist, bro, I wouldn't sign another artist. It never ends well, bro.
And if I'm an artist, I wouldn't want to be signed by another artist.
Mm.
And also, I think we need both sides of the story.
All of them are hustling the same way. You need a manager, a proper manager. You cannot have an artist.
Thank you.
And also, like, we need both sides of the story because a lot of artists have expectations.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, an outfit like Black Diamond, they're very successful.
Yeah.
And whoever signed under them will expect the same success. But are you making hits? Do you have hits? You know what I mean? It's all good and well. They come gini, bakbanqele, and then uzengapa. But you got to push. You got to make great music. And it starts with the music. Just because you signed to them doesn't mean you'll be as successful. Okay.
And no, a record label, isn't it the business side?
No, I'm thinking of the Black Diamond story. I get it. When you were sleeping in Dubai, we're with who's the guy? Not Ndun. Who's the other guy?
Danya.
Danya. So he was drinking Jaeger like his tea, my man. Some peggy. I said, hey, you know, we're having fun. So apparently the next day, he was sick. He had alcohol poisoning.
Was that Jaeger was fake or something? Wasn't it? Was it the?
Was it the fake one?
The fake Jaeger.
I had to buy. Oh no! Tina Bisne, I'm con.
No, I'm con.
From Enish.
Hey, pane akumbula basne ki fake Hennes.
Hey, look like tea.
Was like you like. Why? Come on, you look that nigga.
That was wild, man.
That was wild, man.
Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Shout out, man. Thingy. Sign language is now the 12th official South African language.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I once had a deaf neighbor.
Mm.
Her name was Ongezo.
Mm.
Oh, no, for real. Bobo Ongezo. For real, Ongezo. Like, for real.
When did you think of that, man? When did you think of that, man?
No, when the story broke. I saw the story. I'm telling you. That's Maranina. And it's like, man, no, for real. The irony.
Oh, man.
But it's a true story. It's become the 12th official language. So,
yeah. So there's a Chilo sent me a DM and they were like, you know, since we started the soccer podcast,
they're
like, what are we going to do for the ladies? They want something for the ladies.
Ooh.
They were thinking like a TV recap. Would that work, Ghost Lady?
Okay. A TV recap.
Mm. Mm. But she's right, though. We do need something for the ladies.
Yeah.
What would you want, Ghost Lady?
Yeah. What would you want to engage on?
Because we tried ladies' podcast, that failed.
No, it didn't fail.
What happened? What happened to the ladies' podcast?
Due to people, like, too much commitments.
What happened?
Yeah, everyone.
It's not easy though, but it's fine. Yeah. It's not easy. At least we tried.
It's the commitment part. It was a commitment factor, like just issues with.
Don't lie, because later it was pop.
No.
The numbers were good though.
No.
Yeah.
Numbers were terrible.
The ladies were busy, you know, so it's the commitment.
But we tried. Mm.
So it just.
No, man.
Do they have consistency?
No, they had consistency. Yeah. The ladies were great. I mean, you know, the ladies were amazing. Yeah. Problem is, they were too serious. Too serious.
Oh, my friends.
Mm.
My friends.
Oh, yeah.
Must let loose. Man.
Must let loose.
And, you know? People want to see that.
But the thing is, at the end of the day, girls like to talk, guys. So it always, conversation, something that's about conversating, talking about things that we love as girls, will always work.
Call it two girls on a cup. And then, like, you'll just share, like, one cup of alcohol.
Ooh.
And I think that's where we can start.
Ooh.
Just let loose.
Yeah, did you guys even drink on the show?
Yeah.
When?
Oh my
goodness. I think we had champagne at some point. We had drinks. Yeah.
It
wasn't like that. When we used to talk about crazy things there, guys.
What?
Anything.
Have you spoken about what's the funnest, like the most fun conversation you guys had?
I'm just saying the sex. I think we went
What about sex? Sex.
And everything.
Sex.
Come on, there's more to life than sex, guys.
Our toys and...
Did you try the toys on the show? That would be fun.
You see?
Well, we had the toy on the show.
Did you try it on?
On the show.
No.
On the table.
No. Yeah, well, it was on the table.
Like, that's how.
No, the toy was on the table.
Did you guys have, you know, there's those toys that vibrate, but someone else has the control to
it. Oh, Mecca's done.
You guys should have done. Oh, yes, with
Zotomanti.
Yes. Fun stuff. Mm. Man. You know, like.
They were acting like prefects, dog.
Oh, is it?
Wow.
Dick reviews or something. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, dick reviews. Or put like this and be like, something fun, you know? Not just talk about sex, like, under the sheets or not.
Okay,
no,
Kim,
man.
It's
like,
not for girls. It would be a podcast for guys since you'll be enjoying it.
No, but you. But girls also enjoy that those conversations, don't they?
Yes.
That's one way to bring the guys in, but girls are going to be like, fuck, these girls are crazy.
Mm.
That's so, not even crazy, open.
Mm.
Mm.
So what did that girl, what did the chiller suggest?
No, she was suggesting TV recaps.
Oh, TV
for
recaps.
The ladies.
Oh.
And you guys are female. You can get away with, like, a lot. Murder.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. You can't get cancelled.
You can't get cancelled. It's a woman's world. You can't get cancelled. I mean, look at that woman who was trying to cancel Johnny Depp. She not just got a new role and stuff. Life was all good.
Oh,
for her.
Forgot her name. What's her name?
Heather what?
Amber
Heard. Yeah, she's getting deals now, left, right, and center. But when it comes from a man, some things, the society is just overly sensitive. But you guys can... Oh, man, you guys...
Dick review, there's something there.
Dick review, there's something there. There's something there. Dick review. You
know? We have someone, an expert, you know, who has tried, you know, so...
No, speak from your experience. You guys can speak from your experience.
Okay.
Or you could have
for
niggas.
For the sake of the podcast, you know how much trouble we get into cleaning for the sake of shit to say, yeah.
You could have had niggas line up, right?
Yes.
And then you have pictures of dicks, and then you must identify which dick belongs to which guy.
Yes, you see. You see.
I think you can have that's a podcast you can have for yourself.
I'm serious.
Yeah, look. Yes.
And I'm so doing it. I'm serious. But yeah, but no, I think TV recaps are boring, man, to be honest.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
Yeah. Well, send us some ideas. And, yeah, let's take it from there.
What did you guys think of Ed Sheeran?
What did you do?
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. I'm glad he won the lawsuit. He was being sued by the Marvin Gaye Foundation or something for plagiarism or for copyright infringement.
Yeah, copyright.
I think, I don't even know the songs that are being compared, but he won the case.
Actually, if you listen to both songs, like his song, it does sound a bit very Marvin.
For real?
Yeah.
What does sound?
It's the beat, or I don't know, what is it?
Because there's no like super, super unique beat under the sun, chord progressions. How many songs have the similar chord progressions? And I think he won it, maybe, possibly, based on that. Please give us the fact around it, fact checker. What songs were they as well?
Oh, yeah, I'm dropping a new single this Friday.
Yeah, drop a point.
Oh, my man.
You know, you have to fuck around.
Yeah.
Drop a EP, boy.
A song called... the song's by Audio Addicts, right?
Oh, they're amazing.
They sent me like 5 songs and I said I'll choose one. Mm-hmm. So I chose this one. I get home, I played for my woman. Mm. She's like, this is the best song you've ever released.
Jesus!
So now the song is called Naledi Nguwe.
Oh,
of course she's gonna say that. Oh, yes. She thinks about her. Of course she's gonna say that. Yes. Of course she's gonna say it's the best song you've ever released.
No, she liked it. So the song was called Nguwe. Mm. But she liked it so much, she's like, you have to put my name on it as well.
Oh, wow.
So now it's Naledi Nguwe.
Wow. Snippet.
Okay, he's all poison.
He's all poison. No, I'm not going to say
she's got the facts
on Marvin Gaye.
It's Thinking Out Loud. That's the name of
it. Yeah, it's Thinking Out Loud, and it was said that it was sampled from Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye, the typical sexual song, Let's Get It On. Mm. But the court has found that it wasn't an infringement of the copyright, so he won the case according to that.
Man, Ed Sheeran makes amazing music, bro, you know?
And he's such a chill guy, man. Yeah, watch his interviews.
Yes, and super talented. And he said he was going to stop music had he lost this case.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
He was going to stop creating music, imagine. So I'm glad we still have him around.
Bro, I was thinking about Musaki the other day. I'm like, hey, man, social media robbed us, man. She hasn't released anything, bro.
But I think she's probably creating, though.
You reckon?
It's in her... It's in her nature, you know, to create the music. So I think one day it'll drop.
Did you see... remember we once dropped a Sjava interview for Patreons and members. So we never published it for everybody. It was like for members and patrons only. So now it's doing the rounds. I've seen it on TikTok and stuff.
Well, so a patron backstabbed us. Or betrayed us, rather.
Yeah. Should we put it up?
What happens? Yeah, let's put it up, man.
Should we just put it up?
Is Sjava okay with it?
Huh?
Sjava's okay with it. He never said we shouldn't, right?
No, he said we shouldn't. That's why I only put it up for members and Patreons. That's why we never uploaded
it. Has he changed now his thoughts on putting it up?
I don't know, but it's already out there now. So might as well put
it up. Might as well, because they're robbing us of views.
Yeah,
and subscribers potentially. Oh, so yeah, let's put it up.
Yeah.
Let's put it up.
But I thought the patrons and members was a safe space.
So did I.
Well, we all thought.
What do you want to say, Fit Checker?
This is Hatemban.
Just aside, I don't think you should put it up.
Why?
Because it's snippets. So if the person wants to see the full interview, become a patron and pay my bills.
Oh. Hey, where did you get this one, Ghost Lady? Yeah, this one's a keeper.
This one. I love it.
Yes.
All right, man.
She did the research. It's just snippets, ne? It's just snippets, ne? Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. So we're about to joined by Bishop...
Maponga!
Yes.
Speaking all things African spirituality.
Yeah, because he's got a new show. What is it? The Castle
Milk Stout Black Conversations.
Yeah.
So we need to find out about this Ancestors Day, right?
Yes, he's proposing, and I saw Contra Lessa, those cultural leaders, yes. Chiefs and kings are also on it now to have an Ancestors Day, which I think is beautiful. I mean, we have all these other days, Christmas, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Mm. Some of us didn't even have, like, active fathers.
Yeah.
Canada boy. Yes. So we should have Ancestors Day as well.
Mm. But how about Heritage Day? Can't we maybe fuse
It must be specific. Ancestors Day. We've got a specific day for Christian holidays, so it must be a specific Ancestors Day. We've got all sorts of days.
Yeah,
I agree. I like that.
Okay. Yeah, I like
that. The more holidays, the better.
Exactly. I get to embrace. I embrace all holidays. Listen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bishop Maponga. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our friend of the show, Bishop Joshua Maponga.
Gloves off. How
are you, sir?
Last time I checked, I was still handsome.
Ne?
And fine. This has been an uphill, but our feet are still on the ground.
Is he handsome, ghost lady? On a scale of 1 to 10, how handsome is he?
He's a good-looking elderly man. Emphasis on elderly.
That's mild.
And respect.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, man. You're here to talk about the Castle Mixed Out Black Conversations Season 2. I've seen the first two episodes. Freaking amazing, bro.
Bruh.
I think you guys are having conversations that as black people we should be having like we should have been having long time ago. Yeah, long overdue,
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about the show and how you're involved?
I think the strategy that they used was quite interesting, because instead of just showing people booze and cigarettes and you're selling a product, basically, I think they stepped back a little bit to try and find out what is it that brings people together in a community. And whether we're doing weddings culturally, whether there was a funeral, whether there was a celebration or change of season, you always find that the brewing idea was there. So we all met in the pot there, and you get to other cultures, like in Kenya, they put a big pot there. Everyone must have his own reed. Then you put it in the pot and men are sitting around the fire there or sitting around a tree and everyone is having a sip. It has to do with eating together, drinking together, the community. And I think the black conversations are rooted on us reviewing our spirituality, our background, where we're coming from, and of course, not undermining the influence of Christianity and Islam, which sparked quite a bit of controversy on the show. People say, I'm a Christian. But for me as a thinker, I'm saying, had you been colonized by Muslims, you would have been Muslim.
And I wish we were.
Had you been colonized by Buddhists, maybe would have all of us been Buddhists. Mm. But because the British were here, so the religion of the dominant culture, the economic, the political issue becomes the religion of the masses. So you don't become a Christian. You don't become a Mthongo. You are a Mthongo. Yeah. So this whole thing of I'm a Christian, then you wonder which part of you is Christian. Mm. It's just an ideology. Mm. At the end of the day, for me, from where I'm standing now, it's just people trying to put cotton wool on people's faces.
100%.
With obsession. Mm. The obsession, sorry for saying this, of the Jesus squad. Mm. And people are not even educated enough to do a small little desktop study to say, this Jesus man you're talking about, how old is he? When was he born? Etymologically, 2,000 years ago, do we have a name and a person by the name Jesus? When actually the letter J only appeared 500 years ago, if not 800 years ago. Wow. Then you begin to look at this and say, give him his rightful name. Mm. I mean, how do you translate names in theology? Translation of names is illegal. Jerusalem remains Jerusalem. David remains David. So why does Yeshua gets translated in Rome to become Jesus, and then is painted to become a Caucasian boy with blue eyes and etc. So how does a black man go to Europe and come back in a Bible looking like white? And Africans don't want to question that because apparently you're tampering with divinity. Mm. You have become satanic. You have become evil. But in history and education and proper learning has no emotions.
Mm. You watched the episode, man. What did you think?
No, I just want to ask, before, as you said, we were colonized and then had Christianity for lack of a better word, imported, you know? What did the spiritual landscape look like, you know, in Africa before Christianity was introduced to us? Yeah, what was our, you know, belief? Because I'm sure we believed in something just as we do right now.
One of the first things we do in creche is to be told to identify. This is black, this is blue, this is yellow, and this is a cow, this is male, this is female. Mm. And when you get educated, you come back now and you want to look back 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago and find that there's a different narrative in terms of learning and education. Mm. Now we are on what we call formal education, mm. and they were on informal education, which is an oral tradition. So our form of belief systems was not transplanted. It was natural. When we were eating, it was a religious expression. When we were drinking, libations, you pour water on the ground, you drink some.
Oh, castle mixed out.
Getting married, you could not miss that part, would you? And also whether you're planting in the fields, some seeds into the field, some seed on the road for the birds. When you're killing a cow, some parts must be eaten by this, some parts must be eaten by that. When girls are getting married, boys are having rites of passage and stuff like that. You being from Venda, you would have a better understanding. Mm. In particular in the South African space, there's no culture that does not practice. Therefore, life, when I said to Rorisang, you are schizophrenic, I want to clarify that. Just and clear the air once and for all. Because schizophrenia has to do with a person with a split personality, that you are this and then you become that. Mm. And then I'm saying, if you are a Christian and you say, you don't do culture, here's a statement, I don't do culture, I do Jesus. But you go to church and then you do white culture. Huh. Then what's the difference? I don't do African weddings, but I want to do a white wedding. Huh. But it's a white wedding, not white culture. Mm. You know,
with its symbolism as well.
Like honestly, the person who's drinking the blood of a chicken is a devil. The one who's drinking the blood of Jesus is a saint. Mm. And you don't find that to become the disparity. You baptize people this side. They also baptize people this side. And in what we call typological studies, sorry for the language again, in typology, we're able to take two seemingly opposite views. And you want to look at the similarities between the two views. And then you parallel them and say, how do you recruit? How do you recruit? How do you baptize? How do you baptize? How do you do your services? How do your sacrifices? And et cetera. And you make a didactical, you know, more progressive, you know, analysis of the practices. You find that all of them have the same problem, are trying to solve the same issues. The practices might be different, but if you look very carefully at the elements that are being used on both sides, incenses in the Catholic Church, we fumigate the whole church with the incenses. And no one questions that. In the Anglican Church, in the Lutheran Church, fumigate everyone with incense. Oh. The same pastor gets on the pulpit and condemns a black person who's burning in pep. This is even more natural. If I were you, Mfundis, you would stop using that one because it's artificial. If you really want to burn incense, here's the real incense. Mm-hmm. Then you look around and say, man, there's some confusion here. Because I think for lack of a better word, our pastors and our fathers had to become Christians for survival. We don't have to become Christian for nothing. Our fathers needed us to get to school, so their names were changed. They needed to get jobs. What's your name? Mbongiseni. No, you're not Mbongiseni. You're Joseph. Already, Mbongiseni, Yashup. They can pronounce it. So it was for survival. So let's not laugh at them. They brought us here. But what brought us here cannot take us there. Mm. It would be shame for a children of this age to have a son or a daughter and call them Shane, and call them Sean, call them some funny white name. What is it? Some Egyptian flower. Or some French little stone, etc. The sentiments around colonial culture has become so intoxicating that even the normal people who must be living to champion their own narrative and take back their own identity find themselves trapped in the euphoria of Eurocentric appreciation, which is sad.
Are you related to Skim GP? Because Saul asked you, what were we practicing before Christianity?
That's a good question. Hi, man. You know, but you are schooling us, but...
what were we doing before Christianity came?
Yes.
Ufunuku has learned.
Yes.
Space peel, I'm saying. We were living. We were living.
Yeah.
The white man did not find black people sitting under a tree, you know...
With no beliefs.
Dying. You know, we dysfunctional.
Yes. Mm.
They did not find us with no names of things that are in the sky, things that are on the ground, and things that are underneath the ground.
With no idea of God.
In what we might call in good English, the hegemony of the African epistemologies has not been punctuated by whites because we knew Inkanyezi, we knew Umtali, we knew Kamata, we knew Velingang, we knew Unkulu, of course, Bamabaluk, Bambis Unkulungulu, but in a Bambis Unbani, Mkolelo, Bumkulu, or Bumkul. So this is our grandfather. If you keep on asking Bumkulu, Nabumkulu, you may find someone there who started the whole process. So when the white man comes around and begins to say, you are a pagan, you don't believe in anything. But then come to the space where we begin to express ourselves. Umsindisi ukhona igama sinalo uThixo sinaye uMari we have them kunamata ukuthandaza. Those names are not white names. So the white man did not bring a whole vocabulary which becomes the operative of modern Christianity if he did not find the African already as religious and as spiritual. The problem is that when a white man found a black man kneeling under a tree or sitting at a graveyard or sitting in a river, ndimona mapunga Nimona Nokwara, Dimona Vizigena, Shigaramboku, Gramashamba Huda, Tandamana, Dimona Chirambok Cesar, Ponango Kuba, Shira Novanji, and as you are busy relating your history to say this man is worshipping trees, this man is worshipping the river, this man is worshipping the sun. But you forget that in Africa, we do not worship ancestors. Let me correct that. We don't worship them. Our historical connectivity to our forefathers is put in spaces of religious connection. That before you connect with the one who made you, you access by firstly recognizing those that have brought you to where you are. Okay. And as a theologian, that's Matthew chapter 1. Jesus, the son of Joseph, the son of Boaz, the son of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, the son of David, the son of Perez, the son of Jesse, the son of Abraham, son of Lamech, son of Noah, son of Methuselah, son of Seth, son of Adam, son of God. So how then do you become a Christian and throw away your genealogy to accept a Eurocentric genealogy which does not connect with you? Did God make a mistake to create you? The answer is no. You can access your forefather. You can access God through the knowledge of your forefathers. So our knowledge of our forefathers is what we call sacred history. It was not left for the schools. But at moments of worship, you needed firstly to connect with who you are, where you come from. How do you end up here? If you get other tribes right in Benin, in Somalia, and in Mali, people are able to go back 16, 20 generations on their father's and on their mother's side, reciting from memory, because this knowledge is taught from day to day. Come to the southern part of Africa, their children we have walking today, we don't even know who the hell their father is. We don't even know who their mother is. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, uzo tagat. and the worst witchcraft, the worst witchcraft in the world is to take an identity away from a human being. I think that is most evil. It must be a human right. It must be a human right that every mother and father must tell their child who their father is. There's no child who is an illegitimate child. They are illegitimate parents who get involved in legitimate business. But they're illegitimate. Because making a child is legitimate. It's a man and a woman. Boom.
Boom, boom.
And after a child is born, then you say the child is illegitimate. How can I be illegitimate? So let's talk to illegitimate parents who produce and don't want to be accountable.
I've got a question. Or you want to follow up?
Yeah, no, sir.
Speaking of children and procreation, in your definition of African spirituality on one of the episodes I watch of Black Conversations, you mentioned that, or I think you said you think, or that procreation should be legal without land ownership. You had said something
The opposite of that. It is illegal to reproduce without land.
Yeah, please break that down. I found it fascinating.
A lion pees first, walks around and pees around him, peeing on the trees, marking his territory. Then after that, it's reproduction time. So pee for territory and sperm for your children. Now, if you're a man and you start reproducing without territory, you're going to make sure that your children will inherit hunger and poverty. Never allow a man, young girls, to sleep with you in his car.
You need land first.
get land first. And if you really want to give it to him, give him on his father's land. Then the produce out of your tummy has an inheritance. When women take it from me, you are not to stop being called gold diggers. Start becoming land diggers. Start becoming land diggers. Connect your loins to the land. Don't marry a man. Marry his land. Because it's only that then what is inside you can become like him because it sits on what he owns.
Wow. You get that now?
Bro.
So with the disenfranchising of land actually affects reproduction, particularly for the male child. Because without land, how do you reproduce? Even those who say they are Christians, then you have God there. Hallelujah. Then you have Eden. Hallelujah. Then you have Adam. Praise the Lord. Then you have Eve. What kind of order is that? There is the creator. There is the territory, the land. There is the seed. And there is the womb. Therefore, Adam cannot marry Eve if he does not have Eden. It's illegal, therefore, to make a girl pregnant if you don't have land. And by the way, men like fighting. Some men don't have teeth because they took someone's wife. Boxing each other, fighting over women. I wish we could stop fighting over women. I wish we could fight over land with the same anger we have when we fight over women. Because without land, you will become the land yourself. Yeah. She will work on you. Yeah. You must have territory. See, the women, we have power and territory are not a problem. See, there is a supermarket there. There is a farm there. There's some chickens there. There's some goats there. And the woman who is busy usually has something to bring to the table. But when she has nothing to do, then she has only you to do.
She's got nothing to do. She's got you to do.
You've been championing Ancestors Day. Tell us more about that. Yeah?
The Ancestors Day, for me, it is a much, much more important day than the Valentine's and the Father's Days and some of these stupid little white holidays we venerate Easters and Christmases and which have no value in terms of our backgrounds. Ancestors Day, I hope it could be translated into a small concept. Hashtag Stute. Like, hashtag, tell us who you are. But who are you? And then every child on that day is a day which I think, and I hope we can push this agenda well, where fathers and mothers, grandfathers and aunties, people can begin to come together in the villages and sit around together. Tina singokwazi banibani, singokumkhize, singokomavovo, siqala la, sibuya kanje, tina singophungane, singomthimkhulu, singongelengele, singobanibani, tina singohlamini, tina singomtsiwande, tina, and we are related like this tribe. Your father is this, your mother is this, the grandmother of your father is this, the grandmother of your mother is this. These people are our uncles, these are our aunties, and etc. And I beg to be corrected. Some of the psychological children and deficient children that are being born on the streets of our African continent today is due to the lack of ancestral knowledge. You end up breeding in-house. Ingane zethu kubo UJ, wami tise Cape Town, obaleka wayehlala eNatal, and you think it will never catch up with you. But hey, he said, liyakwazi ukulizilandela. It can follow itself. And I tell you, you put those kids at one university, mysteriously. It just happens. I don't know how it happens. In a place with 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people, put two children who belong to the same father or same mother. I bet you. Their percentage is high. They'll find each other. And we've had experiences like that where now you have to go and do the in-laws thing and find you're going to the same house. And because there's lack of knowledge. And the Bible again, which people think I don't understand, the world perishes not because of lack of faith. It perishes for lack of knowledge. Because knowledge is superior to faith. You can't believe what you don't know. You have to know it, then you believe it. Therefore, where there is knowledge, there's no need for faith. If that makes sense?
100%.
So we need to know each other. The ancestral day for me, we need to know each other. And this is a day not only know each other in terms of our families and genealogies, know each other in terms of our communities, know each other in terms of our nation. So we can blow this up to a much bigger level. Right now, if I can tell you, for example, that you have 10,000 South Africans who are at St. Helena together with 27 kings that were abducted in South Africa and they were not pushed to Robben Island. They're in St. Helena right now. And we're organizing another committee to go and exhume those bodies and bring them back. Huh. You look at Robben Island and say, our fathers of South Africa, our ancestors of South Africa are only in Robben Island and et cetera, and you can only go back to Madiba and a few steps back. Yet you got more than 10,000 other South Africans, including 25 or so kings from South Africa who perished in St. Helena. They were just reburied a few months ago because where they were, new businesses wanted to start. So they dug them and put them in shoe boxes and dumped them somewhere else. Now, if you don't know your history and you're busy pussyfooting around your political supremacy as if it is only what we have been told by the white people, which becomes the story. Mm. The real story is out there. For me, the ancestors are not only in family, in communities, but even as a nation, we need to find out who are the ancestors of this land.
And we also need to collect Yinsa's head. You know the story of...
We have 17 kings from Zimbabwe who are in Britain. So when they said, where are you celebrating your where are you watching the inauguration of Prince Charles? I actually wrote on my page, on their page, and I said, I am watching it from a graveyard where 120,000 people were killed by Smith and Margaret Thatcher. And please bring back the 18 skulls of the kings that you took captive. Question mark. I wonder, what are you doing with those heads if you're not using them for the ceremonies of your own rituals?
Yeah, but telling us, you know, like this, one of the kings, yeah. They killed him, took his head. Till today, it's in Europe.
Yeah.
The head. But
you have more than
seriously.
You have more than 20 million people that Congo and Belgium cannot account for with libraries of chopped hands, human hands. You have 20,000 from Namibia. What they call them, the Herulis, who are actually the Himbamen, the Hereros, who are actually chopped off. 20,000 heads. And they would kill them, and then they'll give you your own husband, and you must shave off his head and take off all his brains, and then you give them over the head. Imagine the trauma.
Oh, has been.
And I think, on a more serious note, it's one thing to say Christianity, love your enemies, but I'm grown up now. You forgive and don't forget. You must remember. There must be a way in which we address the future. The trauma of the nation has not been done. And someone was asking me the other day, why do we have so much violence in South Africa? And it's not just crime, it's violent crimes. And as I sat back to reflect, and I said, have you ever sat down to think that from 1890, whatever, 1860, whatever, when you guys came, it has been murder, crime,
rape,
disenfranchising, rape, don't pass,
pillages,
this. And then our generation, we actually saw the liberation. Those were born in the 90s and 80s, and we actually saw it with ourselves. Tires being put on people's heads, petrol being poured, people's heads bursting in the fires, petrol bombs and stuff like that. Some of the young people, we witnessed this. This 1976 age coming this way, grew up in violence.
Did you just say we, young people?
Yes, we young people. I'm 2009. I sound like a library. Yeah. But in Zimbabwe, for example, I was in, right, we're right there.
Yeah.
Yes. So we, you have people that have grown under this violent space.
Yeah.
And violence has become part of lifestyle.
Mm.
And in some certain times, it has actually been idolized because some of the crimes that we see, I'm glad I saw your podcast with Skim. You know, very interesting, very interesting. So in some space, and I'm glad he qualified, that he does not glorify what he did. Mm. He has changed.
Yeah.
But ungayema ekasi, young people actually look at crime as another way, another career. Nina ye nokwazi ukgeleza gelezana. Uba esikoleni mama da isidomo wena isidomo yokwazi maths, awkwazi maths e ingane ipedethe. Hey. Young Fratherland, next shot left. We are pumping. It's not my thing.
Mm.
Then you begin to see that crime becomes part of life. What am I talking about? We needed a national conversation. Truth and reconciliation was an aborted baby. It did not achieve the reason for which it had been established.
Not at all. Yeah,
it was literally cotton wooling on our face. Mm. The only thing we saw there was Desmond Tutu crying.
Yeah.
We didn't see the whole nation crying.
Mm.
We didn't see the white people who had committed these crimes being held accountable for what they had done. For crying out loud, we have people that were arrested during the apartheid regime who are still in prison as we talk even right now.
Huh.
The South African government will look like nothing because the system in which they inherited, they're enjoying the benefits of it. So violent crimes are a result of a nation that has lost its conscience on humanity. Ubuntu. The sanctity of life. And he needed to detox the community out of this violent space. And maybe we can begin to forge ahead to a new generation of people that can still greet each other, that can give a lift to an old woman, that a boy can escort young girls in the night and take them home and not fear for anything, that we can begin to sleep in our houses without our doors closing. Now we are a danger to each other.
Yeah.
The white man is not, and unfortunately, we'll never do these things to white people. It is now us eating each other, destroying each other, shooting each other, and killing each other. Then the culture of violence has been building. So this Ancestral Day for me begins to connect even issues such as xenophobia. How can a Shumba from Zimbabwe be not related to a Banda in Malawi, be not related to a Mtaung in Botswana, be not related to a Tau in Zirast, be not related to a Mgonyama in KwaXhosa, be not related to the Sibandas and the Sibandes in Swaziland, when all of them are calling on the lion as their totem?
Hey.
So if we don't know where we are coming from, even as a nation, you may think that I am Mkanya Shoko, which is Ngube, which is a Kabo, which is a Mtweneng, which is a Jamba Selisa, Khati from Kotos, Ufakudze Umtolo, Skosana, it's a monkey, which is a Piri in Malawi. So our ancestral totemic connections to each other in terms of this, what they call animalistic connections, begins to show us that in as much as the languages are different, but our totemic inclinations are much more intertwined to each other than we can ever imagine.
Bishop, we got to have you back, man. Thanks
no,
to
no, man. Hey, for like your
Castle Mixed Out for bringing out, but we need like another hour or two with him.
Yeah, man.
Comment in the comment section. Let us know if you want the Bishop back. But thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
You can check him out on the Castle Mixed Out Black Conversation Season 2.
But I had something for you before you chase me away.
Yes.
But this one, I will, on my cost.
Yes.
I'll come for 30 minutes and I want to run a full program on your show entitled Shopping Skills.
Okay.
It's a book that I wrote myself, how to become a shopper. Rather than becoming a commodity on the shelf.
Oh, okay.
And how do you choose a life partner?
Yeah.
Or if you don't choose, you'll be chosen.
Yeah.
So just one principle, if you're not advertising, if you're not selling, don't advertise. That's the mix of fashion. We don't want to see cleavages in the front and in the back unless you're stock.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Blessings,
man.
Blessings. Let me just sign this for you.
Thank you, Bishop. Eh?
Yeah, Mark.
G. That's the one. Kezo.
Kezo.
Thank you very much.
Bishop, man, you're a fountain of some really needed knowledge. Thank you.
When I put your picture up, they said, be careful. He's going to roast you.
Nah.
He's going to see things under the carpet.
We get that all the time, man.
Yeah.
Podcast and chill. We out of here, man. Boom.
Peace.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.